If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, as always. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We are around Eid al-Fitr, the end of the month of Ramadan and the beginning of Shawwal. So let me extend my felicitations and congratulations and happy Eid in advance to all of the Muslim Ummah, wherever they are. Well, let's focus on some of the jurisprudential laws related to Eid and moon sighting, Sheikh,
right,
in this episode. And let me start this episode with this question. What are the rules of Eid prayers? Because we know that Muslims rush to the mosque, and when the time comes, actually, early morning, they offer the Eid prayers.
Well, first of all, I would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah and those who listen to us on this auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr. When it comes to your question, I would say that, of course, we have two scenarios. One scenario is the scenario in which the Imam is present. If the Imam is present, of course, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha prayers are obligatory for all Muslims who are qualified, who are adult. And it is necessary for them to offer the Eid prayer in congregation, in Jama'ah, of course. But during the present time, of course, when the Holy Imam is in the major occultation, these prayers are mustahab. Mustahab means that they are recommended to offer, to be offered by Muslims. And of course, if a person, because of some reasons, fail to offer those prayers, he is not to blame. And of course, these the prayer of Eid, whether it is Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, can be performed individually, and it can be performed in this time around. It can be performed in congregation. Now, if, for example, a person is very far from the place where the Eid prayer is performed, so he can just he can make wudu and, of course, perform the Eid prayer in his house without having to cover a long distance and offer those prayers with Jama'ah. Of course, it's much better to go to the Jama'ah, and of course you will see a lot of friends. You hug them, you congratulate them on this auspicious day, and it's a kind of Sila Rahim, keeping ties with them.
Yes,
but if that's not possible, you can offer the prayer individually. And I would say that, of course, that when it comes to the time of the prayer, it's a big question for many people.
Yes, what is the most proper time for offering the
The time of Eid prayer is from sunrise till midday, okay? It can be offered anytime during this time. And of course, it's mustahab that Eid al-Adha prayers is offered after sunrise, of course. And as for Eid al-Fitr, it is mustahab that one should have a breakfast after sunrise, pay Zakat al-Fitr, and then offer Eid al-Prayer. Because when you wake up, you are still fasting. You're not sure whether it's the day of Eid or not, but you are actually, it's good that it's recommended that you eat breakfast and then give your Zakat al-Fitr, and then, of course, wear your nice and beautiful clothes. And then, of course, before that, you will take a shower and then prepare yourself for the Eid day.
Yes.
And that's there's
a recommended ghusl at
of course
for it too.
Yes. Now then, when it comes to Eid prayer, if you are going to offer the Eid prayer individually, of course, Eid prayer consists of two rakahs, okay, with five qurud in the first rakah. First of all, you will make the niyyah and then takbiratul ihram, then recite hamd, and then the surah ikhlas.
Yes,
and then there are five qunut in the first rakah. Five qunut. During the qunut, there is a special recommended dua, but if you cannot memorize it or if you cannot read it from the paper, you can recite subhanallah.
Yes.
That's enough. And it's not necessary to recite that
right,
long
to memorize
zikr.
It, yeah.
Yes, and of course, even if you memorize it, you will forget it later because you offer the Eid prayer only twice in a year if you happen to.
Right.
Then in the second rakat, of course, you will do the same. You will recite hamd in surah,
right.
And then there are four qunut which will be performed or done after the ikhlas or the surah.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related actually to the end of the month of Ramadan and the beginning of Shawwal. I mean, Eid prayers and moon sighting. And regarding moon sighting, Sheikh Javed, is the sighting of the new crescent through, let's say, or using binoculars, telescope, and the like, permissible and sufficient?
Well, that's a very important question, I think, because there are a lot of Muslims who want to just make sure that the crescent has been sighted. Now they just wonder as to whether it's sufficient to see, to sight or establish the this moon with by just seeing it with a telescope, with equipped eye or not. Of course, the scholars are divided in this regard. Let's say some of the scholars are of the view that okay, we should find the moon in the sky with our naked eyes, and some are of the view that no, we can use it. We can use any tools or means to just find the moon in the sky, in the horizon, and it doesn't make any difference whether we see it with our naked eyes or with some thing like binoculars or telescope or something. So, when it comes to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, may Allah grant him long life, he's of the view that the sighting of the new crescent with these instruments mentioned in your question, of course, is also okay. It's reliable and its ruling does not differ from that of the naked eye at all, because the standard is to say it has been seen by by eyes. Okay, and of course it is seen by the eyes, but there are some tools used to see it. But citing the computerized photograph of the crescent moon or the like, which cannot be clearly categorized as citing, is problematic to be approved for new month.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein, this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the end of the month of Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid prayers and moon sighting, of course, of the following month of Shawwal, I mean. Well, regarding the moon sighting, you know, marking the beginning of Shawwal, Sheikh Javed, if that is not happening, I mean, it's not being observed, for example, in one city by the local people, but they hear the television programs or radio ones, actually, they announce the beginning of Shawwal the next month after Ramadan, right?
Right.
Should the local people act upon the radio announcement or the television programs, or should they ascertain by investigating whether Shawwal has commenced?
Right. That's a big, very important question, but I should say that it differs from one country to another, from one situation to another. It depends where you live.
Hmm.
If the radio or television announcement makes them sure or confident that Shawwal has commenced, let's say, or there is a decree, a fatwa by the Wali Faqih, for example, or Jewish leader, announcing the beginning of the month of Shawwal, there is no need for further investigation. So, because they rely on the radio, and the radio belongs to a government, to a state ruled by a wali faqih, there is no problem. The muqallid can simply rely on the announcement and go ahead with celebrating Eid. But if, for example, let's say, if a Shia Muslim lives in a predominantly populated Sunni country, like there are Shia Muslims living in Saudi Arabia, in UAE or Qatar, and of course, as we see, they announce the Eid day sometimes, I'm not saying that they always do this, sometimes they announce the Eid day one day before the other countries like India, like Pakistan, like Iran, and many other countries. So they cannot, the announcement made by those countries is not reliable.
Mm-hmm.
They have to consult they have to check with the websites of their religious authorities. They have to make a phone call to the offices of the marja they follow to make sure whether they have to observe fast the next day or not, or they have to celebrate either or not. Of course, they cannot follow the majority, for example, Sunni Muslims, in terms of breaking their fast or celebrating it. They have to see whether they have to make sure whether the moon, for example, has been sighted or not. If it has not been sighted and no one claims to have seen that, the moon, then they cannot break their fast.
I see. Well, very quick question again. If it is difficult to ascertain the beginning of the month of Ramadan or Eid al-Fitr,
right,
meaning Shawwal, because of inability to observe the crescent at the beginning of the month due to the clouds, for example, or
right,
any other reasons, and or if the count of the month of Shawwal or the month of Ramadan did not add up to 30 days,
yes,
is it permissible for us to, in another country, a non-Muslim country like Japan, to go by the horizon in a Muslim country such as Iran, or should we rely on the regular calendar? What's the rule?
Well, if the first of a month is not evidenced, let's say fasting is not, let's say it's the first of Ramadan, it's not evidenced by anything. Fasting is not obligatory for someone like him. But if it is evidenced later that this day was the first of Ramadan or maybe the first of Shawwal, he has to act accordingly, you see. If it was the first day of Ramadan, then he has to make up for that day. He should give the qadha of that day.
I see.
And while if the new crescent of Shawwal, for example, has not been ascertained, even by being sighted in an adjacent city, which is united in horizon with one's own city, on the evidence of two just witnesses or on the basis of the decree by the Hakim Shar, it is obligatory to fast on that day, for example.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله